Vermont lawmakers pass measure allowing town-to-town mask mandates. By Hannah Blow on November 23, 2021. The Vermont State Legislature, at the direction of Republican Governor Phil Scott, passed a measure this week allowing local governments to impose their own mask requirements, nearly 2 years after the start of the pandemic. The legislation, which passed 17-10 in the Senate and 90-41 in the House, essentially allows municipalities to temporarily enact their own mask requirements in the face of a virus surge. According to V.T. Digger, it received nearly unanimous Republican opposition and lost some support on the left as well. Scott pushed lawmakers to go in this direction, as he did not want to implement a statewide mask mandate, despite the push from Democrat lawmakers. In a November 15 letter to members of the legislature, the governor outlined the legislation he would support. First, the legislation must be limited to facial covering requirements indoors within a municipality's jurisdiction, except schools, which shall remain governed by the policies set forth by the local school board, for the specific, and exclusive, purpose of addressing COVID-19. Second, the legislation must allow each municipality to enact, by action of the municipality's governing body, a mask mandate beginning Monday, November 29, 2021, or upon passage, whichever is earlier. Third, the legislation and authority to impose a local mask mandate shall sunset on April 30, 2022. Fourth, the statute passed in special session must require the governing body of the municipality to reevaluate and vote to extend or rescind the policy on a month-to-month basis. We want to make sure we are keeping local people safe, businesses safe, and if towns feel like one way to do that is through masking, they should be able to make that decision themselves, said Senator President Pro Tem Becca Bollant, D. However, others, such as Republican Senator Randy Brock, believe the measure will set back the rate of compliance, citing division and divisiveness. According to CAX Outside, a group of protesters pushed back on the policy. They say mandates over masks or vaccines or government overreach and decision makers aren't listening to their concerns. There are voices out here with many professionals that are not being listened to. They are not welcome to the debate, they are being shut out, said Matthew Sellers of East Montpelier. According to the New York Times coronavirus data tracker, Vermont is reporting a daily average of 369 cases, or 59 per 100,000, far higher than the 6 per capita reported by Florida, which continues to have the lowest case rate per capita in the nation. Vermont's figures represent a 17% rise in cases over the last 14 days, yet it has one of the highest vaccination rates in the country at 73%. An October 5 guidance from the Vermont Department of Health urged individuals to wear a mask in public indoor settings.